2011 was an election year with both a federal and territorial election. A few of us caught election fever. My next guest certainly did. George Lessard is a blogger and media specialist who tracked the online activities of every candidate running in both the federal and territorial election. And he joins me now in the studio. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
So what online activities did you track during the elections this year?
Well, I subscribed to all the Twitter accounts of all the candidates who had them. Some of them had had them for a while. Some of them, just before the election had them. Facebook pages or groups, if they had them, I subscribed to them or tried to friend them. Some friended me, some didn't friend me. And, of course, checked out their web pages and blogs. In addition to that, I recorded the debates that were, or the forums, if you will, that were here in Yellowknife.
So you were keeping tabs?
Absolutely.
From your point of view, what stands out for you about this year's election specifically?
Well, this is the first time I think that there's been enough connectivity in most of the communities so that it became valuable to most candidates. Usually, not in a small community where there's a few hundred people, there's no point really in trying for Facebook or Twitter or anything like that. But in the larger communities, it becomes very interesting. And to me, the most interesting thing is, especially in the territorial election, but it applies to the federal election as well, too. It allows the people to find a place on the web, whether it's through Twitter or Facebook, where they can speak together, they can listen to the candidates if they're participating, and there I can see the reaching of a territory-wide consensus happening. We speak of consensus here all the time, but what we really mean is consensus of the politicians in the assembly. We don't really, there's no building of a consensus around the territory. CBC, the other news media does the best they can, but it's really hard to do that for a standard media. But Facebook's always there. Twitter's always there. There's plenty of time. There's plenty of space.
So when we were speaking earlier, you called the social media in these elections a game changer this year.
Well, I think certainly in the long run, it's a game changer. I don't know if it won the election or lost the election for anybody in particular in either the federal election or the territorial election. But this was the first time that, for instance, I had set up a Facebook group for the election.
Right. I think that was called NWT Elections for the 17th Assembly.
Yeah. And it's still around. It's now referred to as NWT Politics and Society. That's there. It was there for a space for anybody from any place in the territory to say anything they wanted to and interact about the election. And there were several candidates that were members of the groups. A few of them actually responded to questions in that group.
What were the issues that people seemed to want to talk about on the Facebook group?
Well, that I would say are pretty much the same kind of issues that you saw in the rest of the media. However, there it was generated by the people themselves. It wasn't mediated by media, pardon me. It was what they would. So there were odd things that would come up, but the standard things, the poverty, housing, the road to Tuck, the Hache Hawkins issue, the Turner Donnelly issue, those kind of things were there. I think one of the things that did change a lot is that you saw both CBC and Northern News Service starting using Twitter and blogs to do live things. I see both are still, when the assembly's sitting, tweeting live and blogging live from the assembly. That's a new thing since the election. That's going to continue, I'm sure.
Well, who, in looking at your Facebook group and monitoring Twitter, who was engaging whom, you know, you wouldn't expect to or might not otherwise?
Well, I expected the mainstream, especially in the federal election, I expected much more back and forth. But somewhere in there, somebody said, oh, well, you know, party rules say that you don't respond to things on Twitter because you get into arguments and that's not a good idea. I won't say which party that was. That kind of interaction was there with some politicians and not with others.
So who was active and who was inactive?
Well, Bina Paney, for instance, although she didn't win, was very active, and you could see her
in Hay River?
Yeah, in dialogue with her people. On the other hand, Milton Berger had absolutely no presence at all. on the web, Twitter or Facebook, and he won. So there has to be a balance, especially in our territory, between the old school politics and the new media approach to it. Mm-hmm. I think in the most important thing that I realized when I ended up tweeting and chattering back and forth with a student from the territories in Ottawa, who's a political science student, that of course what this does is it enables the students and others who are not in their home community to keep in touch with what's going on in their home community. And to, when they're getting ready to vote, find out what's going on in the territory, so what the issues are, and be still involved. And, you know, in our territory, 2-3 votes are the difference between winning and losing. And those 2-3 votes might be those 2-3 students who are in university down south who are interested in the future of the territory and want to be involved.
And connecting online.
And Twitter and Facebook will do that.
So what does all of this tell you about where we are moving forward in terms of politics and social media in the territory?
I think it's going to become much more important than it actually is down south, because it's such a big territory. There's so much distance between people and communities. This is the only kind of space that anybody can, of the people, the voters, can control, can get access to speak about the issues, to build that territory-wide consensus. The social media can help us do that here in the territory. A quick example, in Nunavik in northern Quebec had a government, a plebiscite for self-government a few months ago. And Inatsiaq News reported that there was a very large Facebook site with hundreds of people on it, that most people were against it. And lo and behold, they voted against it, and they have to start the negotiations over again. When you can't afford to make a phone call, because a certain phone company's costs are a lot, but you already have the internet, even if it's not great, the desire, we all know, we're northerners, we all know the desire to talk to people about what's going on and to gossip about it is there. Facebook, Twitter, they're becoming a very powerful tool for the voter. And the politicians are going to have to recognize that and use it even more than they did in the last two elections.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming in today and talking to me about this, George.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
George Lessard is a media specialist living in Yellowknife. You can check him out at www.mediamentor.ca.